Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The team at Woodruff Appliance and TV will help you score big on their full lineup of General Electric appliances. From their GE Cafe slide-in front control range and gas and electric, to the GE freestanding electric, the GE freestanding convection range, and the built-in cooktops, and so much more. Your local GE Appliance team experts are ready to help you find the right features to fit your everyday needs. Woodruff Appliance and TV. Family owned since 1939. Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin, along with the Micronesian sensation, DJ Lowery. That's my boy. He's going to help me out in the second half here. DJ, why don't you say hi to everyone at home?
Hello.
There you go. Pastor Jason Thomas watching. All right, we're set to go here in the second half. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Abbotsford Falcons. It's 47-24. You missed a great first half. If you're just tuning in, the Loggers playing really well, hitting a lot of shots here today. Abbotsford with the ball by the low block. Shot is missed. Rebounded by Brooke Eckert. And Casey going to bring it up for the Loggers. 17:38 to go. Casey from the free throw line drops it off to Brooke Eckert. Brooke by the basket. Aww. She misses it. Rebounded by Abbotsford. They're going to go the other direction. They kick it ahead. Looking for a give and go. There it is. And taken away by the Loggers to Matea. Matea's going to race ahead of the crowd. Left-handed layup is good. 47-24. Loggers like to do that, don't they, BJ?
Yeah.
Get the ball and go. Matea, she kicks it. Going to get a kick ball. Yeah, they're finishing really well today, aren't they? Casey started it off really hot, hitting all those shots by the basket. Allie Williams made all those three-pointers. She had four of them. And I think she was like 4 out of 5. She was really hitting everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Abby with the ball. Looks like they're going to throw it out of bounds.
Hey, who's Jason Thomas?
Yeah.
Hi, Jason.
That's Pastor.
Oh.
That's Pastor.
Yo.
All right. Casey Egebrek with the ball. Oh, she loses handle of it. Don't see that too often. Abbotsford comes away with it. 16:52 to go. Abby. Fake pass. They're going to get it into the high post. Driving left side, Bodhagen can't get it to go. Rebounded by Brooke Eckert. And Allie Williams going to bring it up right side. Allie over to Casey. Casey going to drive center court. Back to Allie. Allie. Abbotsford in a man-to-man defense. Loggers going to bring it out. Take their time. Run the play they want. They find Allie slashing to the basket. Brooke, pump fake. Shot goes up. They're saying it was blocked. Abbotsford comes away with it and going the other direction. Abby driving the basket, cut off by Casey. Matea tips it.
Oh, that's good.
And Casey comes away with it. Back to Matea, the give and go for the left-handed layup. That's some showtime right there, DJ.
Yeah.
16 minutes to go. Abby brings the ball up. They get it to the high post, kick it back out. Find a slasher coming through. Wow. We're going to get a foul on
a little
Brooke Eckert. A little bit of reach, got in there a little bit too tight.
Yep. Start shooting.
And nope, not a shooting foul. It's going to be Abbotsford ball underneath their own basket. Abbotsford looking to get it in. Oh, they don't. Oh. They've taken away by Matea. Matea going the other direction. She's going to go right-handed all the way to the basket. It's good. 53-24. Loggers up. What's that?
How much does Matea have?
Matea has around, let's see. Nate, where's your scoreboard? How many's Matea got? Yeah. Abbotsford with the ball. 16 for Matea.
Ooh.
Abbotsford. A little give and go to the basket, and getting that to go was Escalara, making it 53-26. Casey Eggerbeck with the ball for the Loggers. Finds a slashing Allie Williams going left side. She loses it, and it's going to go out of bounds to the Abbotsford Falcons. 15-18 to go. BJ, you're usually down there playing this game. How do you like being on this end?
Kind of fun.
Kind of a relaxing time up here. Get to hang out with me.
Yes, sir.
All right. 15-08 to go. Abbotsford, three-point shot goes up. Oh, it rims out. Nice rebound ripped away by Brooke Eckert, and she's going to give it to Matea. Matea going to bring it up. Gives it off to Casey Eggerbrecht. Casey crosses over, drives the lane, kicks out to Allie. Allie, back to Hallie Lehman. Nice pass inside to Brooke Eckert. No call, and going the other direction. Going to be Abbotsford basketball. Abby gets it into the corner. Get past top of the key. Taken away by Matea. Matea, right-handed layup is good.
Oh, Matea's hot.
She's hot here tonight, isn't she? And it starts on the defensive end. We're seeing the steals going in the opposite way. So 55-26, 14:23 to go. And Abby misses the shot. Rebounded by Brooke to Matea. Matea, she's going to set things up left side. Matea to Brooke. Brooke to Casey. Casey looking for a slasher. No, she's going to drive in a little floater. A beautiful shot, a beautiful floater by Casey Eggerbrecht. It's a shot you got to practice to make, that little floater, isn't it, BJ? Tough shot is right.
Yeah.
All right, Abbotsford with the ball. Three-point shot goes up, short by about 4 feet, and rebounded. Phillips going to go the other way. It was Allie Williams as two girls collide and hit the ground. Oh, they're giving the ball to Abbotsford. I think the ref might... Who they call it on? They called that on Allie. I thought she had the ball. That's all right. It was a close call, right, BJ?
Yeah.
That's what they say. All right, Abbotsford with the ball. Getting it in to Broadhagen. Taken away. Slapped away by Allie. Mateo is going to get credit for the steal. Matea going to pull up at the three-point line. Three-point shot goes up. It's short. Rebound. Eggerbrecht. Put back. It's good. Nice work by Casey. And we're going to get a timeout.
Casey has 20 right now.
And it's a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one. I'm sorry. To 103.1 Jack FM for a one-minute timeout.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Hey, Jeff Haken, and along with BJ Loweri, the Micronesian sensation, helping me out up here on the mic. It's the Abbotsford Falcons in town taking on the Phillips Loggers, and that was a nice up and under right there. Was that number 12? That was Faltasek with a nice up and under move by the basket. Gets it to go. It's 59-28. Loggers leading. 13 minutes to go. And the subs in for the Loggers. Here's Timmers with the ball. Over to Lily Miller. Miller in the corner. She's going to bring it out. Back to Timmers up at the top. Timmers over there. Back to Casey. Down to Timmers. No hot dogs here tonight, Dan Vernick. And here we go. Lily Miller. Loggers just running some offense right here. They're going to wait for the perfect shot. Casey Quinnell with it. Over to Casey Eggerbrecht. Casey drives to Miller. Nobody wants to shoot for the Loggers. 12:22 to go. Abbotsford coach said you got to put a little pressure. They're going to run the whole clock off. There an axe. He's going to drive right side. Throws it out to Casey. To Lily. Lily? To Casey? Hey, I'm going to have to get on these girls to shoot the ball soon.
Yeah.
Lily? Casey? Casey Egerbrecht shoots the three, misses, rebound Timmers to Sarah Nax. She shoots it from about 8 feet, misses. Ooh, Lily Miller almost got the rebound. It was tipped away. .11:51 to go. It's 59-28. Phillips Loggers leading the Abbotsford Falcons. They get it into Casey Quinnell, to Casey Egerbrecht, over to Nack. Nack? To Miller. Back to Casey. To Timmers. Timmers, the turnaround from 8 feet is no good. And Abbotsford with the ball, and they're going to push the other way. Walsisak has it. She reverses it. Abby with the ball. Passing well around the perimeter. Get it to Brodhagen. And the basket is good, and she's fouled. A strong girl down there. This Brodhagen, she's a senior and playing big.
That's a shooter.
Yeah. And she's going to go to the free throw line for two free throws. 11:20 to go. It's 59-30. Loggers leading. Free throw up is no good. And Casey Egerbrecht going to bring it up for the Loggers. Here's Lily Miller over to Knack. To Quinnell, to Timmers. They're going to keep passing around the perimeter here and run time off. Casey drives. Ooh, a nice move from Casey. A really, what kind of move do you call that? It was almost a Euro step,
like
wasn't it?
Step, yeah.
Nice move from Casey. Advanced move. 10:50 to go. It's 61-30.
Hey, Butch.
And yeah, Casey going to bring it up left side. A beautiful pass. To Timmers, and she's fouled at the basket. Casey Egerbrecht really showing her skills out here today.
Yeah. I think she's at 20 right now.
I think Casey's at 20 points right now?
Yeah.
21 for Casey. And how many has Matea got? 18?
Dang.
All right, Timmers at the line. She misses her first free throw. Second one in just a moment. .10:40 to go here. Timmer's second free throw up is good.
Yep.
62-30. And left side, Abbotsford with the ball. Abbotsford in their red uniform. Oh, there's a steal. Sarah Knack going to come away with it. Going the other way. A beautiful pass to Casey Egerbrecht. And she drops it in. Casey hasn't missed much here today, has she?
Yeah.
.10:22 to go. 64-30. Abby with the ball. Around the perimeter, three-point shot goes up, and it's good. This time, Celia Schindler with the deep three. 10:07 to go, 64-33. Egerbrecht sets it up for the Loggers. Over to Miller. Is it Miller time? No. Over to Quinnell. Over to Sarah.
The knack attack.
See the knack attack. Sarah Knack to Miller.
We got to shoot that.
Over to Quinnell. To Sarah.
There's Knack attack.
This is the Knack attack. Let's see her attack. Do the Egerbrecht. Back to Miller. To Timmers.
Oh, they don't want to shoot that.
Shoot it!
Quinnell. To Egerbrecht. To Timmers. And they're just passing around. Casey with the ball. Up to Miller. To Casey. Over to Knack. They're running out the clock. 9 minutes to go. 64-33. I want to see a shot go up.
Shoot it!
And Lily Miller. To Casey. Casey, she's going to drive. We getting a shot. Oh, we did, and she scores.
That's a good drive.
That is. Nice drive from Casey. Loggers were stalling the ball right there, trying to run clock off. They're up by so much right now, 66-33, that, you know, trying to run clock off or time off the clock. It does get a little bit boring, but we got a timeout. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Jack FM for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And along with the Micronesian sensation, BJ Lowery, my boy. And Abby, you're right, Robin. Abby with the ball. Taking it up, 8:42 to go. Abbotsford, they're down 33-66 to the Phillips Loggers. 8.5 minutes to go. Abbotsford at the ball, kicking it out around the perimeter. They get a slasher, moving some nice offense. Loggers moving very well on defense. And here's going to be a takeaway. Sarah Knack comes away with the steal. And Lily Miller has it up to Matea. Matea skip past Allie Williams. Allie, she's going to drive the basket. Shot goes up, and it's good. Allie Williams, 16 points. We might get three players with 20 points here tonight, Nate. I haven't seen that in a while. 8:03 to go. Shot goes up. Three-point shot from Abbotsford. No good. Matea comes away with it. Abbotsford gets the rebound. And we're going to get a jump ball now. Abbotsford missed the basket right by the basket. And Brooke Eckert, Hallie Lehman checking in, Lily Miller and Kendra Timmers checking out for the Loggers. 7:51 to go. And Loggers with the ball. Hallie Lehman in the corner into Sarah Knack. Sarah's going to bring it back out. Back to Hallie. Can't get it to go. Brooke's going to try. She can't get it to go. Matea for three. Splash.
That is
Matea, the fourth best shooter in Division 4 from three-point this season. Casey was at number two. Impressive stats from the Loggers. Abbotsford with the ball. Down by the basket. Almost taken away where they're going to go. It's going to stay with Abbotsford. 7:15 to go. It's 71-33. Loggers leading.
The refs having a little sympathy for the other team.
Yeah. A little sympathy for the other team here right now, giving them a couple calls. I'm okay with that when you're up this big. And, you know, what I'm liking right now is, you know, the foul, there's not a lot of fouls called. They're really letting these girls out here play.
Yeah.
Abbotsford with the ball under their own basket. Loggers in the 2-3 zone coming out of the inbounds play. Swinging it around. Brooke comes away with a steal. Throws it ahead to Matea, but it's picked off by Abbotsford. Brodhagen, she's going to drive it in. A floater from about 8 feet is good. 71-35, under 7 minutes to go in this ball game. Allie Williams from the corner to Matea, the give and go is no good. A little strong from Matea, and Abbotsford going to push the other direction. Crossover from Brodhagen. Bounce pass, opposite side or weak side. It's missed by Abbotsford, and Logger's going to come away with it. 6.5 minutes to go. Allie Lehman to Brooke Eckert. She's blocked. Abbotsford pushing the other direction. Abby up top. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Brooke Eckert. And she's going to lose it out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Abbotsford Falcons. 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go. What's the score, BJ?
71-35.
Phillips Loggers leading Abbotsford Falcons. There's a miss from Abbotsford. Matea coming away with the rebound and going the other direction. Matea to Allie. Allie Williams for three. No good. And rebound. Oh, Abbotsford, they throw it out of bounds. No, must not have. It's going to stay with Abbotsford.
That was a good shot, though.
Yeah. 6 minutes to go. Casey Egerbeck checking back into this game for Sarah Knack. So the starting unit is in for the Loggers with 6 minutes to go. and Abby brings it in, brings it up, past half court, kick it out, get it back into the low block, working a nice two-man game by the low block, and Phillips comes away with it. Allie Lehman with the skip pass. Here's Casey. Casey to Allie. Allie gets it into Casey. She's pushed from behind. Going to be a foul against Abbotsford. Going to be Loggers basketball out of bounds under their own basket. 5:34 to go in this ball game. Loggers, you know how many points they average a game, BJ?
70.
73 points a game they average. Right now we're at 71. And Abbotsford comes away with a rebound on a missed shot. They're going to bring it up left side. Loggers in a 2-3 zone.
Oh.
Three-point shot up for Abbotsford is a miss. They get an offensive rebound. Broadhagen, shot goes up. No good. Allie Lehman with the rebound and gets it ahead. Matea has it right now. Matea Eckert from the corner up to Casey. Casey at the wing. Allie Lehman up at the top of the key. Back to Matea. Give and go to Allie Lehman. Blocked, but she's fouled. Exactly 5 minutes to go, BJ. There's 71-35 is the score. And Allie Lehman going to go to the free throw line. She's going to try to hit two free throws and put them at the Loggers season average of scoring for the season. First free throw up is good for Allie.
Yeah.
On senior night.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Yep. So it should be a running clock, right? And here we go. 5 minutes to go. Abbotsford gets the rebound off of the miss. Loggers still in a 2-3 zone. Get pass from Abbotsford, right side. Trying to drive baseline, but was out of bounds. And steps out to be Loggers basketball. And second unit's going to come in for the Loggers. Everybody going to check out except Matea.
Yo.
And what happened there? Actually, the seniors came out. So all the seniors on senior night came out. They got a little standing ovation. 4:41 to go. Here's Matea. Matea. To Timmers. To Lily Miller. Timmers, that's a basket. The and one is good. .432 to go here in this ballgame. Kendra Timmers at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Back in the day, BJ, before they had the three-point line, that's how you had to make a three-point. That's how you had to score 3 points. You had to get fouled. Didn't have a three-point shot. Did you know it wasn't always here?
Yeah.
It wasn't always here. 4:30 to go. It's 75-35. Abbotsford with the ball in the low block.
Oh, we're playing strong.
Yeah.
They can knock back it.
And working around the perimeter. Oh, they get a nice pass by the weak side. Oh. Unable to finish is Abbotsford. They get their own rebound again. Three-point shot goes up. No good. Rebound Timmers. And got a foul on Abbotsford. 4:08 to go in this ballgame. 35-75. And it's supposed to be a running clock. We don't have a running clock right now. Miller with the ball. Finds a flashing Sarah Knack. Back to Miller. Back to Knack. Here's the Knack attack. It's good. The Knack attack. 3:51 to go here. 77-35. Abbotsford turns it over on their own. It's going to be Loggers basketball. There, now we got the running clock. You must have heard me down there. Hi, that loud, B?
Yeah, man. Everyone in the gym can hear you.
3:35 to go. 77-35. Matea Eckert with the ball. Over to Quinnell. Quinnell. Casey. Into Miller. Miller.
Oh, Miller.
Get pass out to Matea Eckert. Matea for three. Oh, it just rolls out. And going the other direction. 3:14 to go. And Matea. Oh, gets a steal, but Abbotsford comes away with it. Here's a deep shot. Is good. Deep two-point shot by Marilyn Hammock. And she's a freshman down there, BJ. That's a nice, strong athlete down there for a freshman. And up at the top is Lily Miller with the ball. I'm sorry, Kendra Timmers with the ball. A give and go to Timmers. She's fouled on the shot. She's going to go to the line with the running clock, BJ. 2:40 and counting left in this ball game. It's 77-37. How big of a lead is that, BJ? 40 points?
Like 40.
I put you on the spot, didn't I, B? I knew I was going to get you. Timmer's first free throw is good. You didn't get that Prentice edumacation like we got.
Edumacation.
2:17 to go. Second free throw for Kendra Timmers. Pastor Thomas says, I am that loud, B. All right, Abbotsford with the rebound off the miss. They throw it ahead, taking a page out of the Loggers' game plan. But Matea rips the ball away. She's going to go right side. She picks it up, though. She says, hey, I'm going to shoot from 16. It's no good. Rebound by Abby. Taken away by Miller.
Oh.
And actually tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with Abbotsford. Abbotsford gets it in. And again, a low block swarmed by five Loggers. Here's a shot from Abby from about 6 feet, and it's good. And that was number 32. It's not on our list. BJ will never know who made that basket. But Abby with the basket there. Loggers.
I gotta shoot that.
Timmers to Quinnell.
Bro.
Quinnell to Miller. And pass goes in. Ooh, a big collision down by the basket. That's going to put Lily Miller at the line. 40 seconds to go. This might be the last shot to the game since we got a running clock.
That reached 80.
Yeah. Lily Miller, first free throw is good. Nothing but net.
Good shot.
30 seconds to go in this ball game. Second one from Miller is good.
Yep.
It's 80-39. 22 seconds to go. Abbotsford with the ball. And almost throw it out of bounds. Matea's going to get a steal. She could have gone in for a layup. She's not going to. She's going to say Casey Quinnell. But Casey's blocked out of bounds. So Quinnell blocked out of bounds. 3 seconds to go. That's all we got. And no good. All right. That's the final score here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's
good.
The Lady Loggers, 80. And it's the Abbotsford Falcons, 39. Final score. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Jack FM for a two-minute timeout. We're going to be back with the Forward Bank post-game show.
All right.
Community events are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website JeffHakenenRoofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN. JeffHakenenRoofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken & Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile, from general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin, along with BJ Loeri, the Micronesian sensation, the Forward Bank post-game show. I'm going to go over the point total here for the Abbotsford Falcons. Final here tonight was 80-39. Phillips Loggers beat the Abbotsford Falcons. And it was Summer Broadhagen with 13 points. We had Faltasek with 9. Schindler with 9. And with 2 points apiece, Lillian Gron, one other where we don't know her name, Trankler, and Escalara with 2 points each. BJ, I'm going to let you go over the point totals for the Phillips Loggers. Pretty impressive night here tonight. Casey Egerbrecht, mislabeled on here as Casey Hakenin. She ended up with, yep.
Oh, Casey ended up with 25.
Next was Matea with
21. Oh, and then Allie Williams with 16.
Who had 5 here?
Lily had 5.
Lily Miller and Kendra Timmers had 5 apiece.
Yep. Sarah has 4.
Sarah Knack with 4.
And then Allie Lehman and Brooke has 2.
Allie Lehman and Brooke with 2. That puts the final score at 80-39. A nice night here for the Phillips Loggers. They've got Marathon on Thursday,
yeah,
and that's their next game, and it's senior night here tonight, so we're kind of hearing on the other end of us,
yeah,
the senior girls talking down there, but it was a fun night, you guys, and we appreciate everybody that listened in, and can't wait to hear from you again. So, yes, for Jeff Hakenin, BJ Loeri, the Micronesian sensation,
yes, sir,
we wish you guys all a wonderful night. Take care. We'll see you Thursday.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM. Playing what we want.
Broken hearted. Forever.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Jack, my wife says you're a bad influence on me.
We'll pay.
Jack FM's line for 10 purchases or more.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then, a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM actually did fall off the back of a turnip truck.
poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine.
I wish you would learn how to text so I could quit leaving this ridiculous voicemail.